Let's welcome back to the show, Lizzie Hale. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
You're always welcome here.
Yeah, anytime. Feel free. Just show up.
What an honor to be asked to perform at Ozzy's farewell show. Take us through that whole thing from the phone call to performing.
It was an unfathomable dream come true. You know, we talked like the entire like lead up to it. We were talking about how, you know, when you start a band and you have like the proverbial bucket list, but this was like the bucket list, you know, like it was on the bucket list, but it was even invisible to you because it was just like too big of a dream to actually like put down. So, it was just amazing. I guess I should start with like rehearsals the day before the show. And, you know, we're all on stage and like everyone's just kind of mingling with each other. And, I've never experienced anything like it because there was like no head was higher than Black Sabbath. So you're walking amongst these like rock gods. Like I'm hanging out with like Steven Tyler and there's Tom Morello and there's Dave Elson and there's Axl Rose, everybody. And they're all just like,
it's mind blowing. Yeah.
You know,
it's really mind blowing.
Almost like a hall of rock.
Yeah. It's like the League of Justice.
Yes.
But rock.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. It was nuts. And then, you know, show comes, you know, and everybody's like equally, like we're all on the same page. Like everyone's like nervous, excited, also like ready, you know, like well rehearsed, everything, but just like freaking out the fact that we're even like included in all of this. So super.
Was there
honored.
Anyone there that you hadn't met yet?
Yeah, a lot of people actually. I hadn't met Steven Tyler yet, so that was the first time.
Cool.
And then I hadn't met Axl Rose yet either. So it was just like one of those like, wow, I'm just like killing it.
Wow, two of the heads that would be on the Mount Rushmore of rock.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah, it's like it was the place to be. But I don't. As far as the show, I mean, like we had such an amazing time. It was an honor to be there. But the craziest thing was, I don't think we'll ever experience anything like this where the entire audience, you know, and the people on stage, everyone is on the same page, the same wavelength, and this like immense just kinship and energy. Everyone was there for the same reasons. Cause like, you know, you guys have been to so many concerts. Like everybody has like a different reason for going and a different level of excitement. And like, you got the people in the front row that's like, oh, you know, it's a life changing experience. Then you have your people in the back. They're like, I'm here just to observe. That wasn't the case at this show. Everybody was just like hanging on every word, crying at any point in the show. Like you look around and everyone's just bawling. And then it was just so amazing. Cause like everybody, like Ozzy came out and he starts clapping, and then everybody collectively, you just kind of feel like, oh my gosh, this is the last time we're going to be clapping with Ozzy.
This is during, you know, the rehearsal or before, you know, during the show?
This is during the show.
Okay.
And you just look around and you're like, oh my God, everybody's eyes are sweating and we're getting emotional. And then when he says,
I like how you say eyes are sweating. That's a much cooler way to say
than bawling,
crying.
Yeah. My eyes are sweating. My
eyes are sweating. I'm going to use that forever now.
Oh my God, my eyes are sweaty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, normally very awkward. It was just very, you know, everybody was just kind of coming together for the same reasons. And I don't think we'll ever experience anything like that.
No.
You know, and then just from being on stage, like it's just the energy that was coming toward us. I'm like, we are merely four people, you know, trying to put everything out. And when everyone's just like in it like that, just living in the moment and wanting to soak everything up, it's just absolutely intense. But
what an insane backstage, I can't believe
none of us could believe that we lost him so soon after that, though. That's what made
it even more impactful.
Yeah.
So it was just such a crazy experience. And then once, you know, we got the news that he had died, and we just were like, oh my gosh, that was just, it was a moment in time, you know, like.
Did you get a chance to talk to him backstage?
Not to Ozzy. He was being kind of wheeled everywhere.
Right.
But
he's kind of busy.
I spent most of my time with, you know, Tony Iommi, and then with Sharon as well, who is really sweet, very tiny, but vicious.
Yeah.
So
like a little chihuahua.
We hear this all the time. Yeah. Tiny, but packs a punch.
Exactly. Very potent.
Was that the first time you got to meet Sharon?
Yeah, first time meeting her, but like it was crazy to get the call because we had, you know, she's like, she had said that, you know, I requested you guys to be here. And I'm like, I didn't even think we were on your radar, girl.
Man, what an honor.
Yeah, right? It's a nice surprise.
So crazy. It was crazy. I remember, getting the call, months and months before, and then talking. I know Tom Morello pretty well. We've done some things together before, and Tom's like, yeah, I'm the musical director. And so like the whole buildup for the whole thing was crazy. But I remember initially getting that call and being like, is this like a real thing? Like
you're being punked. Yeah.
Right.
Are we being punked? It's just amazing. You know, I'll tell you something, guys, like the first riff I ever learned on guitar was Heaven and Hell by Black Sabbath.
Nice.
And then my name would not be spelled LZZY without Ozzy. So it was just like, you start thinking about like the lineage and the things.
Is that where that came from?
Yeah. It's like, it was kind of a joke. And then I just kind of started running with it, and it just stuck. But it's just like you start thinking about like all the little things about these guys that make you who you are, and it's pretty incredible.
How did you pick Perry Mason to do, or did they tell you what you were going to play?
We did, but we went through a couple different things first. We originally for months. We had rehearsed a National Acrobat off of Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, I think it's the second track. And so we were all set to do that. And then we got a call from Tom Morello 2 weeks out. And he's like, hey, nobody really knows what Sabbath's set list is going to be yet.
Oh, no. Right.
You know, they hadn't decided yet.
Yeah, you can't get the song.
So like, hey, would you mind, like, we're kind of asking everybody to like pick like some deeper cuts that we maybe know that nobody's that the actual dudes aren't gonna like, you know, put in their set, so there's no doubling up with Sabbath, because that would be awkward.
Very awkward.
So, you know, we were milling around for a while, and we're like, you know what, we grew up in the 90s, let's do Perry Mason. I love Osmosis. And you know, Tom's like, yeah, you know, Ozzy probably won't do that one. So I'm like, okay, cool, let's do that. So yeah, it was all a very like there were so many things that were up in the air until last minute.
Let's play a clip of that. I know artists are usually pretty critical of their performances. What do you feel when you hear that? Are you proud of that?
I'm so proud of that, and it also just kind of floods me. It floods me with that feeling of what, like, it's crazy, man. Like when you're on stage in something like that, you know, that type of event. You know, we watched the footage afterward. That was streaming, and I'm looking at my face, and I'm like, oh my God, I am not home right now. I am on another planet.
Right. You know? You're having a spiritual
zone.
It was really crazy. Like, I'm just like, I don't even look I look at myself every day in the mirror, unfortunately, and I'm just like crazy. It's amazing. It's like, what an honor, but what a like crazy thing to be a part of, man.
Well, what you got to think about is all of the people on the planet.
Right.
And then think about all of the people who ever picked up a guitar or an instrument.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And think about all of those people.
Yeah, millions, billions.
And you were one of the few people invited to this very, very special historic event rock.
That's huge.
It's really amazing.
Yeah.
It's really, really. It's mind blowing. I mean, deservedly so.
Right. You earned it.
Thank you, but we know it's not lost on us how like crazy that is. And we were talking to some of the other bands, to like Rival Sons and Mastodon as well. Like, you know, when they took the stage and like Mastodon came off and they were like, hey, so we were like, how did it go? And they're like, I don't know. I think I blacked out. Like, it was just so incredible. Like everybody had the kind of that same mentality. Like, this is such an incredible thing to be here. But we all talked about how many of us would not exist without Black Sabbath. So
right.
It's just like, there wouldn't be a lineup without these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lizzie Hale is on Hailstorm, playing at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, Bridgeport, on Sunday. Dean from Brookfield wants to say hi to you. Do you mind if I conference him in real quick?
Absolutely, man.
Dane?
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hi, Dane.
Lizzie Hale. Oh, my God. You're amazing. I love you. I'm coming to Bridgeport. Thank you guys for letting me say hello to her. Awesome. You are amazing. I am such a fanboy. It's ridiculous.
I can hear it.
Oh, you're so awesome. I can't wait to do this show. And what are you going to be wearing? Maybe I'll look out for you.
I'm going to be wearing a hailstorm shirt.
Oh, it narrows down.
You'll be the
everybody else.
You'll stick right out.
Yeah. Could you be more specific?
I'll put on a Lamb of God shirt just so you pick me out.
How about a funny hat? That'll work.
Yeah, wear a beanie.
You don't have a banana costume? Something? You know? I'm kidding.
Oh, man,
funny you should say that
because he will wear it.
Lizzie, there's a guy who shows up at concerts at Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in a banana costume. Yeah. So if you see it,
are you serious?
Yeah, it's somebody different.
That was a random thing in my head, but now that's amazing.
You may see a giant banana there.
Oh, just a cherry.
You're going to see the guy in the banana costume now. That's great.
Right.
Yeah. She'll say, hi, Dean.
Right.
Yeah, so Dana, if that's there's already so a banana funny. Thing, you're probably going to have to pick something else. But we don't want any banana fights happening, like for turf or something.
Yeah.
Absolutely, right? Yeah.
Dean, thank you for calling. As soon as Dean called in, like the phone is a Christmas tree now. Everybody wants to talk to Lizzie Hale.
That's awesome.
We're gonna let you go. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, run.
Really appreciate you. Appreciate that you're always willing to come on. And man, what an honor for you to perform at Ozzy's show. Really something.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, you guys are delightful as always, and you know, you're stuck with me now. So
good. You're stuck with us.
Ha!
Yeah, it's going to be one of those points like down the road where you're going to like, oh, man, she's calling it again.
I dream of having that problem.
Yes.
Ruth is going to the concert, right, Ruth?
I will be there.
I'm
just shopping. I think maybe an apple costume.
Nice.
Or
go with
cherries. Kind of fruit.
Go with pineapple.
Pineapple.
Go with a pineapple.
Oh, strawberries are in season.
You know, Spirit Halloween is open now, so we're good. We're good.
All right, Hailstorm at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport this Sunday. Still a few tickets left, right? And Everest, the album. It's awesome.
Do it.
Lizzie, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, guys. We'll see you there.
All right, we'll
cool.
see you there.
Sunday.
Lizzie Hale.
Yay!
She is great.
She rules.
Some voice, man. So great.
Some voice.
You root for people like that,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly, yes.
You root for people like that.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.